Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. This week, we feature a couple of guys on their way up in the professional fishing world and a guy who's been at the mountaintop a couple of times already in his career. Eastern Fothergill is the St. Croix Bassmaster Open's Angler of the Year and leads a pack of 9 freshly minted Elite Series pros. He's coming up later in the show. Now, winning the final open of the season at Lake Martin and punching his ticket to the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic in March was Bobby Bakewell, and he'll be in the Rapala Winner Circle today. But kicking things off is a 6-time winner and 2-time AOI, Brandon Polinick, who will look to add a Redfish Cup title to his mantle next week. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's special episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, I mean, look, we're talking to a guy here that has won six times with Bass. It's five elites and an open. It's a two-time AOI champ. Still chasing that that Bassmaster Classic, but he's thinking about maybe putting our Redfish trophy on the shelf if you can get that done. He is, of course, the prodigy Brandon Polinick, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Brandon, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I feel like it's been a while since I've been on.
It has been a minute since you've been on. Can we still call you the prodigy? I mean, I know that Mercer glossed you to that, and you're kind of been around a minute. There's a lot of prodigies out there now, it seems like, you know, with this new batch that's coming up, next year.
Yeah, I'll have to do a little searching because I don't know if there's an age restriction on when you have to quit being called the prodigy, and then I don't know what Mercer's going to come up with after that.
The legend. So, how about that?
We'll just definitely go with the legend. Been around a while.
Yeah, well, you know, it's as young as you are, right in the heart of your career. Before we get to this Redfish thing, not a Brandon Polinick kind of season. I mean, is there anything that you point your finger to and say, you know, that sucked? Why was this? Although you've made 13 Bassmaster Classics, you'll miss this one. Was there anything you can point to?
Just a lot of random weird things, like missed opportunities, uncontrollable things going wrong. Like really weird fluke stuff that I don't have a rhyme or reason for. And like currently it may come to me years from now.
Yeah.
Just a lot of really random stuff where I just had to kind of shake my head and laugh it off. And
yeah,
there wasn't really an explanation for it.
You see something like this and it makes you have even greater appreciation for what Mike Iaconelli did, making like 19 in a row. You know, I mean, it's hard to make this thing, finishing the top half or more the top 40%, you know, of the list every single year. I mean, that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, and it's only getting tougher.
Yeah.
And so you can't really have bad days.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. Like, I just had too many bad days that I had dug myself out of the hole that I had dug somewhat earlier in the season. And then it came into the backstretch and I just had too many, like I said, uncontrollable things happen that I didn't see coming and didn't really have a way to fix them.
This is an interesting deal in 2025 with the new opens format and the EQ format, where all you guys are qualified automatically to fish in those three fall tournaments. If for some reason you were to not be qualified next year when that fall swing comes around, could you see yourself hanging around and fishing three EQs to try and make the Classic? Is that something that would be interesting to you?
I would if it came down to that, but honestly, I would prefer to just make it in the regular season and be back in Idaho during the fall.
Yeah.
Because that would be the ultimate way to do it. But if it came down to that, then it'd be really hard for me to not qualify for the Classic and then just not fish those.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have to. And I like what they did with that format. It gives guys an opportunity to re-qualify, come back to the elites if they get kicked out. It gives more opportunity for opens guys to, fish four tournaments instead of having to fish all nine and then make the decision. So I think it was a win-win for everybody.
And some elites, they might want to fish, 13 tournaments. I mean, they are $75,000 to win. They're not chump change. And, so there's that as well. I mean, if you fish the Classic as well, I mean, that's 10 tournaments during a regular season and then a little fall swing, for three more tournaments. Either way, for guys that just want to keep on fishing. And you're going to keep fishing. You're going to be you're back in Idaho right now, but you're going to turn around in a couple of days and jump on that big bird again and fly to Florida and be fishing Apalachicola. Is that how you say it? Apalachicola, Florida, where you'll be fishing in the bay there in the Yamaha Bassmaster Redfish Cup Championship. And that's going to be kind of exciting.
It is. It's a super cool event. I've got to do it previously in 2022 and had an absolute blast. I've got a different partner this year that I'll be fishing with, a guy that I've met previously at the Redfish Cup and talked to him at ICAST and stuff. And, I'm looking forward to it. It's a fun event. You get to fish for money. Redfish are amazing and fun to catch. You can use a lot of the same bass gear and the event is, it's a laid back event, right? Yeah. Where no one's fishing for points. Everyone's just there. It's like a championship. And it's just a good time.
Chris Sensi is who you'll be fishing with. He's fished in this thing three times, qualified for it three times on the Redfish side. So that's cool. And those things just, I still have family that lives in Southwest Florida. I lived in Southwest Florida for a while. I spent a decent amount of time. I got a son-in-law that got a charter license and a 25-foot contender, and he and my daughter spent a lot of time out there chasing reds and those snook as well. And it's stunning. I mean, even a 3 to 5 pound redfish, I mean, you hook into one of those things, and I don't know if it has to do with the gear a little bit or what it is, but man, they pull hard. And they've only got about 3 or 4 feet of water half the time. It seems like you're fishing them shallow, but it's incredible how hard they pull.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, last time I fished it, I caught a lot of them throwing a X-Zone Mega Swammer on the back of a bladed jig. And I thought I had felt a hard bite on that setup bass fishing before, and it was next level how hard the redfish would hit that. And they just, like you said, they're shallow, so they can't dig down. They just peel sideways, and you just kind of hang on and try to keep them away from any grass or structure that they're around. And I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Apalachicola, so it'll be a new experience. We'll get a few days of practice to get it dialed in and then hopefully put something together.
Yeah. We always seem to be fishing them in the mangroves, and it's just so hard to get them away from the mangroves, especially if you got one of the big bull reds and you're pulling them back out of there. Those guys, though, they learn a little something from us. Even like I was talking about my son-in-law, and they're out there and they cast the net and get the bait and do all that live bait stuff. And I'll say, I'm going to fire this swim bait out there and see what happens. And they're always, they kind kind of look up when you start catching a few with them. There's something different about it that way. You know what I mean? When you're retrieving that lure and that fish stops that thing. I mean, it's just different than, you know, casting a pinfish up in there and letting the pinfish swim underneath the mangroves and all of a sudden you got one on and you're yanking them out. There's just something special about fishing and catching them on a moving bait.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't enjoy it as much really if I was just pitching live bait out there around, but when I can throw top waters and swim baits and, you know, fish them pretty much like a bass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to beat that.
Do those guys use forward facing sonar? I don't even know. I mean, cause I've never, you know, seen
not, how they do. Not any of them that I've heard of yet, but I mean, I'm sure there's some people tapped into it.
What was your thought on the new rule? A whole bunch of nothing, or do you think it was something that's significant enough to, you know, to maybe make a little bit of a difference?
I mean, it'll make somewhat of a difference, but it not a major impact, you know, from a viewership standpoint of like what people see, you know, and as far as how most of the guys have their boat rigged, it won't change a lot. You know, the 55 inch maximum screen size will, that'll play into it. You know, you'll see a lot of guys running four graphs instead of five graphs, you know, cause most guys aren't going to want to just run five, 10 inch graphs.
Well, I found out that the tablet doesn't count. So that I think you're going to see a lot of tablets, you know, they got nice holders and everything for those. So, you know, the tablet doesn't count against those 55 inches. So who knows, maybe, you know, using for mapping or something like that, it might, that might come into play as well. Brandon Polinick has been our guest. Brandon, safe travels back, and let's make sure that we're talking a couple of times this upcoming season. You know the rule, top three always come on, you know, onto Bassmaster Radio. So I'm fully planning on talking to you a few times in 2025.
Hey, I like it. Let's plan on it.
Let's plan on it is right. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Brandon Polinick. That's great. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, I call him Bobby Buzzbait, but he's really not a Buzzbait guy. Bobby Bakewell will join us next. He won at Lake Martin. He's up next in the Rapala Winner's Circle right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, and know these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Now, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and time now for a little Rapala Winner's Circle, and we're going to do it with Bobby Bakewell, who got the win at Lake Martin, and that secured him into a spot in the 2025 Bassmaster Classic as well, which will be, of course, at Ray Roberts out of Fort Worth. I want to call this kid Bobby Buzzbait because he gave us a thrill with a buzzbait catching a 4.5-pounder at Martin on Championship Saturday, but I find out he doesn't really fish a buzzbait very much, so we can't call him Bobby Buzzbait, but he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Bobby, congratulations on the win, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. I was actually talking earlier today with a couple buddies. I was like, watch, I'm going to be known as Bobby Buzzbait. Now I don't even hardly throw
one. And you don't even throw one. Maybe you should throw more after you caught that fish.
Hey, I got news for you. Every event from now on, there's going to be one tied on, at least in the box.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, you and I have something unique in common. We are both 9/11 babies. You're born September 11th.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a September 11th.
That's awesome.
Now, my September 11th is about 35 years before yours. September 11th, but yeah, you were only like you're only I think 3 years old at 9/11. Yeah. I was actually doing a live radio show on ESPN Radio in Florida when the events of 9/11 happened, and it got so bad afterwards. Every time I'd say that my birthday was 9/11, they would, oh, that's so terrible. I actually tried to change my birthday to 9/12 legally just so that I wouldn't have to say I was born on 9/11 anymore, you know. But that's the way that goes.
I was supposed to be born on the same day as my dad, the 18th. But okay. I just had to come a week early.
All right, that's good. I've got a grandson that was born on the 18th, so there you go. So all them Virgos got all that stuff going on for sure. Yeah. So you get this victory. All right, I know you've probably been asked this in the last week or so since you got the win, but you give me the blue trophy back, and I'll give you a ninth in the AOI standings and put you into the elites instead. But you don't get to fish in the classic. Which one are you taking?
Well, you know, I will say not making it and getting to fish the classic is kind of a cherry on top. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're in the elite series, you get a chance at it every single year you're in it. So. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's a tough trade-off, but I'm just fortunate to even have the opportunity to go to the classic. So I'm definitely happy to be in my shoes. I got to celebrate with a bunch of my buddies that made it, and I tell you what, all of those top nine are definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with next year.
Yeah, tell me about that little celebration that took place over at Lake Lanier. I mean, who threw that party?
So after I got done kissing babies and signing off, a buddy of mine come walking up to me and he said that they were throwing a shindig and it was going to be at his house on Lake Lanier. He lives on like right off Lake Lanier. And so does my buddy that I talked to all year, Emil Wagner. He lives just off of it. So it was Paul, me, Andrew Loberg, Emil Wagner, Tucker Smith, buddy of ours, Tyler Campbell, and a plethora of other, you know, Paul's family and whatnot. And man, we just had a blast. I brought the trophy up, you know, upstairs to where everybody was at, and we had a ball. It was awesome. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, well, that's certainly great stuff. And you get help from a guy from a company at 44 Tackle that is it's a kind of a neat little Florida company there, but they are, you know, continuing to grow. They also sponsor Tyler Williams, which could be your brother from another mother, you know, when you see Big Tyler, you know, out there, and a number of other guys, Parker Mott, who I actually fished with in an open as well, Chris Kingery and others. So it's kind of a neat company to be associated with, especially if you're a Florida guy like you.
Yeah. This year is my first year with them. I've known Chris for many years, but I've truly enjoyed my short span of time with them, and I see a very fortunate future with them. I'm very, very fortunate to have gotten hooked up with Chris, the owner, and I traveled with them for all year except for Okeechobee, and man, we had a blast on the road together, and to be surrounded by people that you know truly want to see you succeed is something I value, and he truly does. The first person I talked to when I got to the weigh-in the final day was Chris, my camera guy Hollywood, handed me a head. I started talking to him, and he's like chewing my ear off, and I'm like, Chris, I gotta check Bass Track. I gotta know. And he's like, don't check Bass Track. And I kept on saying, I gotta know. And finally, he told me on Bass Track, I was like 2 pounds ahead. I started freaking out. There's no way. You know, they sandbag. There's no way. Yeah. And then it ended up pulling through. But, you know, just having somebody like that in your corner that truly wants to see you succeed is very valuable.
Yeah. And what I like about 44 Tackle is they carry a bunch of Rapala stuff. You know, Rapala's a big sponsor of ours, so you can get all that new Crush City stuff there, and the DT8, the DT10, and DT6, and all the DTs and so on there, which is really cool as well. So you're a Florida guy, and you fish a lot at the Kissimmee chain and at the Harris chain, and 4.5 pounders are pretty common there. But we get to Lake Martin. I fished as a co-angler in that deal as well, and I never saw so many little fish in my life. I mean, you know, one 12-inch line burner after another. So when you caught that 4.5, that must have felt like a 10 from Kissimmee.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. You know, like I was telling him, there was a couple people in the comments were like, man, you know, you think you never caught a 4-pounder before, which, you know, the quality difference on that lake to them, you know, especially what I'm used to down in Florida is just so, dramatic. Like a 4-pounder, I mean, a 2-pounder there was big. I think it took like 10 pounds a day to make the top 10.
Yeah.
You know, so having a kicker fish like that, and it ended up being big fish of the tournament, you know, I mean, you know, it's obviously a big one. If this is a big fish of the tournament, it was catching a fish like that, man. I knew. That's why I freaked out in the video that probably everybody and their mother has seen by now. It was just such a big deal, you know, and obviously it anchored my bag and blessed me with the win.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. Any damage to the boat? I saw you rammed a boat into the dock and everything else while you were trying to land that thing.
It looked a lot worse than it was.
Yeah.
It looked, you know, I just
kissed it
I
a little
just
bit.
Barely touched it. Yeah, I just gave it a little kiss.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, we had a spectator boat. I had a camera boat following me and a spectator boat. And it was two guys in the spectator boat. And I actually caught the fish off of one of the guys' dock.
Yeah.
It was in the boat. He's like, that's my dock, you know? And he's like, woo! You know?
Yeah.
It was very obvious that it was perfectly fine with it.
Well, now I saw that, when I got home, I watched the coverage and, you know, I had it recorded and I watched it later. So I didn't see, instead of watching just the highlight of it, I saw it naturally how it aired live. And I saw that dude. Yeah. Now, are you sure? I mean, that wasn't one of these deals where the guy just said, hey, that's my doc. You know, I mean, that was really his doc, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it, you know, at least that's what he said, you know, that was his doc. And I told him, thanks for your bet.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't looking for like $500 or something like that, maybe for, you know what I'm saying? Give me a little piece of that big fish, you know, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was something. Yeah, Bobby Bakewell with us. coming off of his win. You know, we talk about, you were 11th, by the way, for those who don't know, the top nine elite qualifiers made it to the Elite Series, and Bobby ended up 11th in the standings. And the thing is, you had an outstanding season. I mean, I look at these results. I mean, you're fishing against a lot of good sticks here, and I'm seeing some crazy numbers here where you're 14, 74, 24, 52, 51, going against 200 guys, 31. And then there's that tournament at Leech Lake, you know, and then you bombed a little bit there with the 118. I mean, have you bothered to do the math if you're like, you know, if I was 95th, I'm an Elite Series pro right now, or if I'm, it'd drive you nuts to do it, but, you know, it was that close.
Yeah, no, I didn't, man. I was totally at peace with it. You know, I knew once we had a smaller field at the last event that the nail was pretty much already in my coffin, you know, like for it to happen would extreme things for, you know, it to happen. And I knew that was the one that definitely did it. And, you know, I've never had an event like that before where my practice was so insane. I mean, it was so good. And anybody that knows me at home knows I love throwing a frog.
You know, yeah.
I've made a lot of my money in my career on forward facing and a jerk bait. But I love throwing a frog, and my practice was insane with frog bites. And, you know, I was having them hit a frog, and I would push my button and the frog would float back up to the surface and eat it again. It's like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And then I guess we had a storm the first day that we had heavy winds and severe rainfall and lightning that caused us to cancel day one. And I guess with that happening, it just torched that frog bite for me. The first fish I caught was almost 4 pounds the first day, and I hooked it. It came up and smashed my frog, and I hooked it under the jaw. And I should have known right then that was, you know, it gone good. But I'd have a bite like every hour or so that was substantial that just kept me doing it. But even when I did, they would not get it good, or it'd be a small one.
Right.
You know, just one of them learning experiences that I do regret, but it'll just shape me as an angler for my future. And it is what it is.
Well, you certainly made up for it with the win at Martin, and you will be in the Bassmaster Classic, so I'm stoked for that. We will see you out there for that. We will see you back out there on the open circuit next year as you make another run at it with the new format. I think it'll be great for you. Bobby Bakewell has been our guest. Bobby, I appreciate you, man.
100%, man. Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you. That's Bobby Bakewell. I like that kid. I had a blast watching that kid on TV. All right, let's get a break in here. We will come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, time to talk to the guy that, look, this is the fourth time we've talked to this guy in a year. We don't talk to people four times in a year, but we always get the winners on from the Opens. He won a couple of Opens. He won the Classic Bracket about a year ago. And now he claimed the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Angler of the Year title. He is an Eastern Fothergill and fished at Montevallo in Alabama as a college angler, but he is from up north in Minnesota, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Easton, welcome to the show again. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm gonna have to give you a union card or something. I mean, as much as you've come on this show now with all these wins and everything else that has happened, and it's what a whirlwind 13 months or so that it has been from you. I mean, just do you ever just sit back and think about the time that you were sitting in a hospital room in Birmingham, you know, having this mass removed from your brain, and that 13 months later you're an Elite Series angler and you didn't sneak in. You blew away the field in the, in the Opens Angler of the Year.
Like you said, just in the hospital bed. And then from then on, every single dream that I've ever had as a child has come true since I was in the hospital bed. It's just crazy how all that's worked out. And, you know, I'm blessed for sure.
Talk about the way this year unfolded, because you went to Okeechobee right off the bat and you got to feel like, yeah, okay, you know, I'm the classic guy the classic bracket guy, and I'm going to be fishing in the Bassmaster Classic. But look at these studs. You know, I look around the room and you see some guys that are real sticks there, and you end up in the top 10. You make a championship Saturday right off the bat in your first one. Just talk about how that set you up for the rest of the year.
Yeah, exactly like you said. I was just, you know, I felt like the complete underdog going at Okeechobee, just looking around, seeing all the, you know, the Randall Tharps, Brandon McMillans, Ish Monroes, you know, just guys that have made incredible careers fishing Bassmaster. And yeah, like I said, I felt like a complete underdog. And, you know, going out the first day of that event, I actually had a pretty tough day. I believe I was in like 80th place or something. Ended up having a monster bag day two and just barely slid into the top 10 going into that event. So to have that type of finish at Okeechobee definitely set me up for the rest of the season, kind of gave me some confidence and was like, hey, maybe I can do something here. So without that finish at Okeechobee, I really don't think I would have had the season I did.
And I look at your season results. I mean, you fished 10 tournaments as a pro, basically, you know, right off the bat. And your average finish was about 22nd all season long, including your 16th at the Bassmaster Classic. But outside of the Classic, it was a 200-man field, not a 100-man field, not finishing in the middle of a 100-man field or in the top 25 or so out of a 100-man field. We're talking about a 200-man field. Basically, you finished in the top 10%, 12% of the field all season long. I mean, when you think about that, that's an incredible season. That reminds me of Seth Fighter a few years ago when he won the AOI on the Elites and just week in and week out was there every single week.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, just looking back at the Opens field that they had last year. I mean, it was a really stacked field. And yeah, just to have that sort of season and have this sort of momentum swing that I've had since the College Classic bracket win has been just a wild ride. And, you know, I'm fishing with a lot of confidence, and, you know, I'm just trying to work hard and ride that momentum as long as I can.
With the $45,000 bonus for being Angler of the Year, I mean, it brought you to $180,000 in year one. And you know, of course, all of your entry fees were paid via, you know, your college bracket win as well. So, I mean, did you imagine, did you have a number in mind? Like, you know, if I can go out and make 50 grand, that'd be great. You made 180 grand in your first year as a pro.
Yes. It's crazy. Every aspect of the season I had this year is just wild. It's crazy to think how, you know, I went out every opens morning just thankful to even be here. Just the only reason I was here is from like College Classic bracket win. You know, I wasn't planning on being able to do it financially yet. I was thinking I would have to work 3 or 4 years to build up the financial mm-hmm. backing to go out and do it. So it's just crazy how much that college bracket tournament has changed my life and, you know, really set me up to fish the pros in the future.
Easton Fothergill with us here, coming off his win in the AOI and two wins on the Opens this year. Now, when you win at Eufaula at the St. Croix Bassmaster Open there at Eufaula, at that point in time, are you now starting to think, you know what, I'm going to make this top nine deal, and you start working on the sponsorship side of becoming an elite pro? Is that something that kind of started working into your mind, or did you put that on the back burner all the way until the end?
I put that on the back burner all the way till the end. I didn't want to get ahead of myself and, you know, possibly jinx anything. I just wanted to stay 100% focused on the Elite Series season because I wanted to win that AOI so bad. And that really, I felt like after Leech Lake, getting the win on my home lake there, that really came a reality, I felt like. And, you know, two tournaments left, I felt like I really needed to focus in and really, you know, get my job done in the last two opens of the year. So that was kind of my mindset. And, you know, obviously as soon as, you know, we wrapped things up at Martin. It was supposed to be Hartwell, but got relocated to Martin. As soon as I got home from there, that's when I'm really getting the ball rolling and trying to get everything situated for next year.
Yeah, those last two tournaments, a 12th at the Mississippi River and then a 17th at Lake Martin, which comfortably, you know, it feels like you blew the field away. But, man, that old Cody Meyer, who you know, he's been a mentor of yours and he's somebody that you have looked up to. I mean, he just wouldn't go away, right? I mean, you end up taking him down, I think, by 27 points or so, something like that. But old Cody Meyer just hung in there like crazy, and it's kind of cool that you both, you know, go to the elites together.
Yeah, Cody is, you know, it's to be expected. That's the caliber of angler he is. He's just that good. Him and Dakota was the two guys in the EQs you could basically count in right off the bat from Okeechobee. You could basically guarantee that they'd be in the top nine at the end of the year. That's just how good those guys are. So, yeah, to compete with him neck and neck at the end of the season was definitely a super cool deal. And, it's something I'll never forget.
Yeah, it was good stuff all throughout the season. I suppose the only place that you had a little bit of a rocky go is the 83rd at Santee Cooper Lake. When you look at the season, what was the one that surprised you the most, and what was the one that disappointed you the most that you thought you had a better shot at?
I guess Santee was definitely the most disappointing one, but I'm also thankful for that finish because it taught me a huge lesson. It taught me to not get ahead of yourself trying to make a top 10 or even win a tournament in the opens. You got to play the long game, play the points game. And that's what really bit me at Santee. I was catching bedfish and I went out day one, had a really good bag. I think I was in the top 20 after day one. And then, you know, I went out super confident, just, I'm going to go catch a bunch of bedfish and I'm going to, you know, make the top 10. And it really cost me not having an open mind. I can say that's the only day of the whole season I didn't go out with an open mind. I went out with preconceived notions, and that's what really bit me. I didn't have, you know, a limit hole to, you know, grab some points and then maybe go for a top 10. I just went straight to it, and that's definitely the biggest lesson I learned this season in the Open. So you got to play the long game. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So that's a huge lesson that I learned this year, and I really learned from that tournament. And to be honest, I'm thankful I had that tournament to learn that lesson in the third open of the year.
We've seen you do a significant amount of damage with your forward-facing sonar. You seem to be very good as a finesse fisherman, as a guy that grew up, you know, up north. You know, people would automatically think that you had a spinning rod in your hand a lot. But would it be unfair to pigeonhole you as a finesse guy? Or is that the way you like to fish? I know you'll throw a jig, you know, that's for sure. But, you know, would it be unfair to say that you're a finesse guy?
I guess the biggest thing is I just think this season really set up to be a finesse guy. I have really prided myself coming from Minnesota. I'm obviously a finesse guy at heart, but going to Montevallo the last 4 years, you know, I've really worked hard to make sure there's no holes in my game. You know, I can swim a jig, I can throw a buzzbait, I can do literally anything I feel like I need to do to catch the biggest fish I can. But I feel like this season and this schedule, you know, we had a lot of clear water and a lot of, you know, like the Wachitas and Martins, that sort of thing. They just set up for finesse fishing, and that's just happens to be one of my strong suits. So that's what we rode with, I guess. But as far as forward facing goes, when that came out, I got it right before I came to college, and that was something I told myself, you know, it's gonna change the sport right away, and that's something I really need to work hard at and to stay ahead of the curve with that. And you know, that's also something I take pride in with, you know, my tackle, my everything. I'm trying to always stay ahead of the game and trying to have a leg up on all my competition. So
Easton Fothergill with us here. He is the Open's AOI and headed to the Elites, and of course also will be fishing his second Bassmaster Classic as well at Lake Ray Roberts. Speaking of the forward facing, the new rule that comes into play for the Elites for 2025, does that affect you much at all? I mean, you didn't have them hanging all over your boat anyway, right? You just had the one, you know, on the trolling motor. How do you react to the fact that you know, they've made this adjustment? You know, as minor as it might seem, or does it feel major to you?
This year I actually ran 3 forward facings. I had 2 on my trolling motor and I had 1 on the back of the boat.
You have ripped 2 of those off now, and I think, you know, you got to make that decision.
Yep. And to be honest, I really love that rule change. You really don't need all that, and it felt, you know, kind of daunting to try to keep up with everyone. You know, that's a lot of money you got to throw onto your boat to feel like you can still compete. And I also just think about, you know, the high school and middle school kids looking at all the pros boats, just how daunting that would be being a high school kid. Just, man, that's what I got to buy to, you know, compete on my boat. You know, one transducer and one, you know, it seems a lot more attainable for a little kid. And that's the biggest thing to me. It's just, and, you know, to be honest, all those transducers, they really don't make you that much more efficient. You just need one to do your job. And, you know, I think that rule is a super good thing for the fishing, and I hope everyone falls in suit with that. I really love that rule change.
Is your plan to fish just Elites, or do you think, I mean, you know, that's 10 tournaments with the with the Classic in there, or do you are you going to mix in one of the divisions of the Opens as well?
I might try to get in the EQs when I don't know. We'll see when they announce the schedule where they're at, but I would really like to do some of the EQs and really get back into the Open.
That's right. You can go straight EQ. I forgot. That's right. Now that you're an Elite, you can jump right into the EQs. You don't even have to fish the qualifying tournament. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be a blast to be able to do those. So I guess we'll just sit back and wait till they announce the schedule and see where they're at and see how it fits into my schedule. But I would love to.
It's kind of cool because it extends the season. You know, the EQs will be a fall season, basically. And, you know, so that'll be a September, October, November, or October, November type of deal. So that'll all be after the Elite season. So that's kind of cool as well. It'll basically extend that season, make it a 13 tournament season, which would be pretty solid.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, typically the Elites, you know, they end in August, and the Opens typically in October. So it'd be fun to have some more big time fall tournaments, which, you know, other than that COVID year, that normally doesn't happen. So it'd be really cool to see some professional fall tournaments happen, and I would really like to be a part of that.
Yeah, fishing for 75 grand first place with a full field, that doesn't suck either. All right, for just a quick thought on starting in Florida, Okeechobee, of course, you had that top 10 finish. You'll start out at the St. Johns River with the upcoming Elite season. It's great diversity, it seems like, on this upcoming schedule.
Yeah, I love the schedule. It's the perfect diversity of, you know, the the forward facing sonar tournaments that'll play, and then there'll also be plenty of the flipping buzzbait shallow water beatdowns. So
nice.
I love the schedule, and you know, it'll whoever is the most versatile man will win AOI next year, and that's how I think it should be, and I'm super excited to get after it.
Well, top three come on after every elite event. I got a feeling we're going to be talking to you again some next year, but Easton Fothergill has been our guest. Easton, and enjoy the short off season, and we appreciate you joining us again.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you. The guy finished to average 22nd, top 12% in every tournament that he fished last year. Now, on the elites, that means he would be in the top 10 every week. I mean, it's crazy. All right, we'll get a break in it. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you know you can look at each lake's unique structure and current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including things like water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date or record additional context such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Now bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap, and they'll even set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. If you go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on a $49 Omnia Pro membership by simply going to omniafishing.com/bass. Well, let's look at this group of nine anglers that made it into the elites. Of course, Easton Fothergill led the way. We just talked to him a little bit about that. Cody Meyer was right on his tail, about 25 points or so back. Tucker Smith makes it. Young Tucker Smith, who partnered with Logan Parks, who is now on the Elite Series back at Auburn. They partnered together. They also won a $1 million prize that they split and a Toyota pickup truck and a bass boat. I mean, it was incredible what those guys were able to do. Between their college experience and their pro experience. Paul Marks makes it in the fourth spot. Emil Wagner made the elites as well. Andrew Loberg is a new elite. And here's a name that you're going to have to keep an eye on, Dakota Hebert. Dakota Hebert has won a lot of money on other circuits, and he comes over to Bass and is going to be in a position to do very, very well. Bo Browning is in. Yes, that's right. He is a Browning. That's a legacy guy making it in. And Evan Kung makes it, and he becomes, I think, the fifth now Canadian on the tour. Evan Kung is the final guy to get in. Matt Adams was just outside the cut line, as was Bobby Bakewell, who we had on earlier today as well. Remember, if you missed any of today's show, well, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.